You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? So I want to start today's podcast episode with a quote by Franklin D. Roosevelt and follow it up with a quick excerpt that I think is going to clue you in and give you a little bit of an insight or a clue as to what today's episode is going to be about. And I want to just give you a heads up that I'm coming at you very humble, and I'm coming at you just raw, real, authentic as it gets. And allow me to just share some vulnerability with you on today's podcast episode. So Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "A smooth sea never made a skilled sailor." And the excerpt is, "As a reminder that life and relationships come with many ups and downs, but those bumps are what make us compassionate, resilient, and dynamic people and partners." So I wanted to share that with you because I think it encapsulates the mindset that I'm choosing to have. And I'd like to go ahead and just rewind a little bit and set the groundwork and just provide some context so that you know where I'm coming from. Earlier this week, I was quote unquote going through it. I mean, I got some news that just kind of like rocked my world a little bit. And in the grand scheme of things, now that I've had a little bit of time to reflect and step back from the situation, I now see it as a blessing, right? But when I got the news, I was hit with a level of frustration, disappointment, and confusion that I didn't know how to process in the moment. So some of you might know, as you've been plugging into the podcast, hopefully subscribed and listening, or if you're joining for the first time, about a little bit over 2 years ago, I transitioned from the single family space, which I was heavily involved in for 17 years, built a successful wholesaling operation in South Florida. And that business no longer aligned with my vision and my purpose and the direction I wanted to go in. It was no longer supporting my desired lifestyle. And so I decided to rip the Band-Aid off. I pivoted within about 6 months to a commercial asset class, specifically in self-storage. And when I went into self-storage, I went in there overly confident because of the experience and success I had had in the previous single family business. And that yet wasn't followed and aligned with the work. And so after about 3 months of not seeing the results I was looking for, I had to look in the mirror and realize that I was the cause for the lack of success. I wasn't doing the work, right? I wasn't putting in the time, energy, and effort. I thought it was just going to come to me. And so in March of 2021 is when I got really serious about it. And a month later, I identified my first property. About 2 to 3 months after that, finally got that property under contract, a 43,000 square foot facility in Mississippi. And in September, I closed with an SBA loan and have been owning and operating that facility for over 2 years now. Well, about a year or so ago, 13, 14 months ago, I ultimately decided to put that property in the market and sell it, right? I wanted to take my chips off the table, so to speak. I wanted to take that capital from that investment and deploy it into a different property in a different market. And around that time, I want to say this was summer of 2022. Yeah, summer of 2022, the broker that sold me that first facility presented me with an opportunity to acquire another facility just 3 miles away. And that was about a 37,000 square foot facility, more or less. So basically, I would have 80,000 net rentable square feet of storage within a 3 mile radius. For those of you who are not in storage, that's a really good thing to have that much square footage, provided it's in the right market with the right opportunity. And obviously, depending on the price and terms and several other factors. But I was immediately intrigued by that opportunity. This would give me over 600 units in one particular market. And I still have a third facility out in Florida. And so I had learned a lot through the process of owning and operating the first facility that I felt I had my arms around the market, the tenants, what could be done from a rent raise perspective, like where were the value add opportunities. And so after about 4 or 5 months of waiting on some things to happen and negotiating that deal, I purchased that second facility for a really good price, right? Less on a price per square foot than what I had acquired the first one for. Now, some of you may or may not know is that the market in storage has shifted over the course of the last year, year and a half or so. Obviously, interest rates rising across the board has compressed cap rates, and it has put a little bit of a downward pressure, right? Occupancy at times can be challenging in this particular market, whereas 12 to 18, 24 months ago. Like most people were operating at a very high occupancy. So there were some market conditions in addition to some other operational challenges that were starting to put pressure on being able to find the right buyer for the first facility. But when I acquired the second one, I said, okay, well, now this opens up my buyer pool because it's going to attract the eye of some of the larger players who are looking for more square footage and more of a foothold on a certain market. And so I closed on that facility. And within a couple of months, I put it back on the market. Earlier this year, February is when I closed on that facility. I think it hit the market May or June. And so we listed it as a portfolio. And we saw a lot of interest and we were getting a lot of bites. People were, you know, sending offers, sending letters of intent. And so I share all that with you because fast forward about a year or so into this process, a little bit over a year since I listed the first facility, and we have now fallen out of contract for the third time. And we've had a couple of buyers who we've spent quite a bit of time on because we felt they were qualified and they were the right buyers. I just learned that one of these buyers, after about a month of negotiating and going back and forth, decided to back out at the last minute, despite having agreed to a letter of intent, which some of you may know is not legally binding, but it's essentially good faith. Hey, we've agreed on terms. Now let's transfer this into a purchase and sale agreement and start the process. So on Monday, I got a call that, again, after about 3 to 4 weeks of going back and forth with a particular buyer, in which I offered seller financing for a portion. We had agreed to terms. Well, I got the news on Monday that they were backing out of the deal for personal reasons. And there's been a variety of reasons deals have fallen through. And yet my mindset has always been, what can we learn from the experience? And then how can we apply it moving forward? What are potential solutions? Like, how do we just keep moving the ball up the field so we can get into the red zone for you football fans and finally punch this thing over the goal line, right? Like, that's always been my mindset. And for those of you who know me, you know, I'm a pretty positive, optimistic person. I'm an extrovert. I love connecting with people. I love communicating and I love lifting people up, right? So I'm human and I experience ups and downs like anybody else. Done a lot of work on myself personally throughout the years. And so I've built up a certain level of resiliency to challenges. And I'm not immune to questioning myself or thinking thoughts I shouldn't think, but I am able to have the awareness and quickly shift those thoughts, right? Because the older I get, the more I realize that there's very few things that we can control. And the more in control we think we are, the less in control we actually are. But one of the things that we can't control are our thoughts and is our mindset, right? Which I think that's pretty universal across the board, provided you're of sound mind and health. But when I got this news, I was so convinced that this was going to be our buyer. I was kind of rocked. And pretty much for like a day and a half, I was in a place mentally that I don't know that I've been in a long time. Because of that awareness, I'm quickly able to turn things around. And I have certain tools that I've acquired throughout the years to really just get myself out of a funk or an emotional, negative emotional state. But for whatever reason, it had happened so many times and I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel that I started to kind of lose a little bit of hope. And I started to question, like, are these signs from God? Should I not be selling? Should I look to do something else with these properties? Like, what am I missing? What am I doing wrong? I immediately looked at me and I started to put a lot of pressure on myself. And part of the reason for that was I have a note that's coming due in February and I pride myself in always doing what I say I'm going to do. And the fact that we were coming up on November, the holidays are around the corner and we didn't have this one particular facility under contract where the note is essentially due in about 3 months or so, I started to kind of feel some of that pressure. And let me just share that I'm so grateful for, number one, for my faith, right? And for God. And for those of you who are listening who maybe you don't believe in God or whatever you believe in, that's perfectly fine. I respect everybody's beliefs and just replace that word with whatever it is that resonates with you. I would encourage you to get to know God. And I realize that saying that's going to turn some people off and I'm okay with that, right? But that's my faith and my belief. So I want to share that with you. And so secondly, I'm super grateful for just the people that I can turn to seek wisdom and guidance from, right? Because I've always believed that we should have one hand up to a coach or a mentor and one hand down, lifting others up. I truly, truly believe that. And I've lived my life like that for the last, I don't know, almost 20 years or so. And so I had the opportunity to connect with a couple of individuals who I lean on as just pillars in my world, aside from my wife and family, of course, which always support me no matter what. Even my wife just realized I was kind of like in the dumps, which is she doesn't see all that often, and just gave me encouragement, right? Which was uplifting to my spirit. But I was able to lean on certain people where I was able to just share freely from the heart, and they gave me space in which to just kind of share what I was going through and share some of my thoughts. And those conversations got really, really deep, right? Like, you might think that those conversations turned to, well, you can do X, Y, Z from a technical perspective, right? And while there was some of that conversation in there, it was probably 80, 85% down the spiritual path. And I want to reflect back to you some of the notes I took during these conversations, during these coaching calls, essentially, because they're things that have completely shifted the way that I'm now choosing to think about the situation. And now I'm just operating with deeper faith and trust and understanding, and with a spirit of surrender that I don't know that I was operating with before. And so along those words, surrender, a good friend of mine shared with me, he said, and mind you, I'm pulling out one nugget out of almost an hour long conversation. And he said, you know, I kind of started by sharing, like, and he knows my faith is very important to me and I'm very optimistic and, you know, things are always going to work out and that kind of thing, right? Like I shared with you earlier. And I said, and yet I'm questioning if my faith is as strong as I think it is, because I'm starting to feel quote unquote pressure. And because I'm starting to kind of question, like, what am I doing wrong? This and that. And those questions presuppose that I'm the one in control. And that's the one thing I had to realize, is that I'm not in control. And what he reflected back to me was that the opportunity that was in front of me at this very moment is to surrender in a way in which I've never surrendered before, and to embrace the here as a gift from God that's going to allow me to sharpen myself, or where he's allowing me to go through something that's going to sharpen myself. And I've gone through some stuff that I'm grateful for now, because I got the tough skin, right? I built the mental resiliency, the fortitude to understand and know that God's got his fingerprints over everything I do in my life. And my belief is that he's got his fingerprints over everything you're doing in your life. And we have free will to make decisions, but surrendering doesn't mean doing nothing. The pendulum was swinging the other way for me, that I was asking myself, am I doing too much? Am I trying to force a circle into a square? So from that, I had the opportunity to really think about, what are the things that I can control, right? I already referenced one of those. I can control my thoughts and my mindset, right? I can control the communication with all the parties that are involved, right? Broker, lenders, potential buyers, potential partners, like just everybody that's got a role in this. I can control my communication with them, right? Being honest, transparent, because really all those people are partners in a certain way, and they all want the same thing. And they all want to champion me and see me win. And so why would I sit back and try to figure this out on my own when God has put these people in my life to as partners in some way, shape, or form, if that makes sense? I can control what I can do with the price. And that's one of the things that we've aggressively done, is reduce the price, because I've gotten to a place where I'm putting an emphasis on peace over profit, right? At some point, you have to ask yourself if you're clinging on to what could have been, i.e. looking at the past, or if you're ready to look towards the future. And sometimes in order to gain something, you have to let something go, right? Sometimes in order to speed up, you got to stop chopping the big tree with the axe and realize that you have a dull axe, and you got to take 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, a week, whatever it is, to sharpen the axe before you start swinging at that tree again. I can control marketing efforts, right? How much it's out there. Those are some of the things I can control. But what I realized because of a key conversation with a really good friend of mine is that the energy I was spending clinging to what was going wrong, what wasn't I doing? What was I doing? Is it the broker? Is it the market? Is it me? Is it the property? Is it this? Is it that? All that energy I was spending clinging to that was energy I need to shift off of it and shift towards spending time with God so that he can give me the guidance, insight, and direction to get this resolved. And understanding that I'm not the one that's going to be able to resolve the situation, it's going to be him. And he's going to open the doors that I need to step through, and he's going to close the ones that I'm not meant to go through. And getting to a place of peace, knowing that the end outcome is going to be great. It's going to be fine. It's going to be what it is. And while it might not be what I want, it's going to be what was meant to be. And there's growth and learning opportunities from it. So I share all that with you because you might be in the eye of the storm right now, right? You might be the sailor going through rough seas. And I need you to know that it's going to be okay, number one. Number two, that's what's going to build a certain skill set, mental resiliency, fortitude, that's going to serve you later on in life, later on in your business. And you just have to have that trust and faith that God's fingerprints are, you know, and hands are directing whatever mess you might be going through. And that that mess is one day going to be your message, right? Believe me, this is not to diminish what I'm going through, but I realize that this is a first world problem, right? Like there's people that are dealing with significant things. And so I share that because I'm not trying to compare myself, you know, in the level of the challenge I'm going through to your challenge, right? Like we're all going through certain things and none of it is to be minimized, right? There's opportunities for reflection. There's opportunities to look from within because oftentimes the answers are already inside of us. And that's the benefit of having the right people in our lives, that they can ask the right questions. They can ask questions or pose insights and guidance that make you look inward so that then your outer world can change, right? So those are just some of the things I wanted to share with you guys. I'm in a much, much better place again, like for a day and a half, almost 2 days, I was just in a little bit of a funk and I quickly turned to gratitude. Or I shouldn't say quickly, because 2 days of going through it, I prefer to subscribe to the Mel Robbins 5 second rule, right? Like if you're going to go through something and you want to throw yourself a pity party, give yourself 5 seconds, you know, change your state and get out of it and move on. And so I wasn't in that place. It took me a bit longer. Now I'm in a place of gratitude for the situation, right? Because it's an opportunity for me to exercise surrender. It's an opportunity for me to look inward. It's an opportunity for me to be honest and transparent with myself and with others involved. And I have ultimate faith and trust that it's going to work out the way it should work out and that I'm going to be better for this moving forward. And then now I can use this lesson, this experience to pour into somebody else, whether it's one of our Ascend members in our mastermind community, whether it's somebody I work with in the future. It could be my daughters, which would be the ultimate gift. Because I know that in life, they're going to struggle and they're going to go through certain things because we're human. And at times we struggle and go through certain things and it's okay. And those are all things that are happening for you, not to you, right? So anyways, coming at you here, like from the heart, like I always do. And so I was driving, I'm recording this on Friday, November 3rd. And typically, give you a little bit of insight here into the podcast world. Typically, I record podcasts at least with a week in advance, right? And then you hear it a week later when it gets published. I wasn't sure. I was going through it so much this week that I hadn't recorded a podcast episode, which is scheduled to get released on Monday the 6th. And I just didn't know what to share with you. I didn't know what to open up about, right? I have the benefit of just, I think God's given me a certain gift to communicate and to just speak from the heart. And oftentimes I get to interview incredible people that I learn from and hopefully you learn from. I get to share with you things going on in my business, in my life, and all with the goal for it to impact and inspire you in some way or impact and inspire someone. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk to you about. I was kind of dumbfounded. I felt a little lost. Like, I don't know what, like, is this going to be the first week in over 7 years where a Flip Empire podcast show doesn't get released. And I was picking up lunch tonight, Friday. We have our daughter's school. We have the St. Brendan Gala. Just really looking forward to getting out and having a good time with my wife and some friends. And I dropped them off at Trump National Hotel. And I'm going to be heading over there in a couple of hours. And I picked up some lunch. I was driving back and I'm like, I'm going to record a podcast, but I still don't know what I want to share. What's the message? And driving back, Out loud, I asked God for help, like, give me a download. What is it I need to share? And I had lunch. I played the game Trouble with my 6-year-old Alessia. And when I finished playing the game, I said, okay, I'm going to sit on my desk. I'm going to plug in my mic. I'm going to fire up StreamYard. I'm going to hit record and I'm just going to let it come to me. And right before I hit record, I thought about that quote right? What is that Roosevelt quote along the lines of smooth seas never made a skilled sailor? And I'm like, that's what I'm meant to talk about. And I'm meant to share what I went through this week. And more importantly, it's not so much about me and what I went through, but what are the lessons that I've gleaned from that experience and from just kind of like being in a mental funk for almost a 48-hour period? Because chances are that for those of you listening to this podcast or watching it, whether now in 2023 or in 2024, or who knows, maybe my daughter's years from now get an opportunity to listen to this. Like, chances are you can resonate and or relate to what I'm experiencing, because as humans, again, we go through ups and downs, like the excerpt after I shared that quote, but it's all meant to build us up if you choose to see it that way. So that's what I want to leave you with, guys. Hey, make sure that you are subscribed to the Flip Empire Show so that I can continue to pour my heart into this, so that you're notified every Monday morning when shows get released. And I would absolutely love it if you're able to rate the show and give us a review. In fact, I want to go ahead and share with you, because I recently saw that, if I can just pull it up here in real time, Sat Hello. I don't know who Sat Hello is. Obviously, it's somebody I know based on what they shared, but the subject is quality with the fire emoji. This is an exceptional human. Alex is the man. I've known him personally for over a year and a half and had the privilege of dining with him and having deep conversation. Once I heard his show, it has really helped my real estate game immensely, and I felt compelled to share with the world. Listen up and take notes. So for Sat Hello, I don't know who you are. Clearly, you know, we have a relationship. We dine together. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Guys, it means the world when you can share an honest rating and review. So whether you're listening to this on Apple Podcast or on Spotify, if you could do that, that'd be awesome. And if not, that's totally cool. Just continue to come back, all right? I look forward, as I always say, to connect with you on the next show. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.